Welcome to It's Possible with your host, Dan Hain. It's Possible is brought to you each week by dhmissions.com. We want to help you partner with God and watch your impossibilities become possibilities.
But if you're in the presence of God and you're looking at things the way He looks at them with an eternal perspective, all of a sudden, all things become possible, and there's nothing that can hold you back. Welcome to It's Possible. I want you to know that it's not an accident that you're listening today. I believe that as you listen, you'll find some practical tools that you can use to help your walk with God. Let's pray right now. Father, our eyes, ears, and hearts are all open to receive from you today. We pray that faith is activated and comes alive in the life of every listener as we go through today's broadcast. Amen. Well, we've been going through an amazing series that explains an incredible tool that we can use called Rehearsing Testimonies. Now, don't go anywhere. We're going to go into part three of my message, Rehearsing Testimonies, in about 90 seconds.
You're listening to It's Possible with Dan Hain. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
This is Dan Hain. I want to tell you about my book, Keys to Your Future, Going Beyond the Veil to Discover Purpose. Has your life become a meaningless, repetitive routine? Uncovering God's plan can pull you out of that dull, recurring cycle that's leading nowhere and leaving little or no impact. Let Keys to Your Future launch you into an amazing journey that God has planned for you. Keys to Your Future will help you identify and unlock your purpose, overcome obstacles to walking in your destiny, and much more. Keys to Your Future comes in soft cover, hardback, and ebook formats. This book is available from all book retailers in the U.S. and most other countries. You can also order Keys to Your Future from Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble. For details, visit our website at dhmissions.com. Keys to Your Future. Get your copy today.
Let's go back to It's Possible with Dan Hain.
Welcome back to It's Possible. In the last several broadcasts, we've been talking about rehearsing testimonies, which simply means to tell the stories about the miracles that God has done. So one thing I want to talk about today is how that rehearsing testimonies is connected with God's wisdom. Let's look at Proverbs chapter 4, verse 5, where it says, "Get wisdom, get understanding." And then you move down to verse 7, and it also says, "Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and in all you're getting, get understanding." So the Bible tells us that there are two different kinds of wisdom. One is wisdom that's oriented in the earth realm, and the second is the type of wisdom that comes from the very center of God's being. It comes from God's heart. And the thing to keep in mind is that God's wisdom goes far and above anything that can be accomplished through the wisdom that's oriented in the earth realm. So, of course, the type of wisdom that Solomon's referring to here in Proverbs chapter 4 is the godly type of wisdom. So there are three things that kind of come together in a package here, and it's knowledge, understanding, and wisdom. So if we start out with knowledge, that's pretty much the gathering of facts. You learn a fact here, you learn a fact over there, and it's more or less like being a trivia buff. And then you can move to the next level, which is understanding. And when you move in understanding, you're starting to comprehend how these facts are mutually related to each other and how they correspond with each other. It's getting your hands on the principles of cause and effect. When Jesus was 12 years old and he was ministering in the temple, the religious leaders were astounded at his understanding. In other words, they were just amazed and they marveled at how he was able to put facts together and how they would mutually interact with each other and how he was able to articulate the principles of cause and effect. And the third level that we can move into is God's wisdom, which is the proper application of understanding. So when we move into God's wisdom, we're actually entering an eternal perspective. We're actually looking at things through the lenses of what God has and what God can do and what God can release. And when we look at things through this eternal perspective, we can actually maximize the effect of our understanding in the earth. And walking in this perspective can actually leave tremendous impact behind. But getting back to Proverbs chapter 4, where Solomon is telling us to get wisdom, the big question is, how do we actually go about and get our hands on God's wisdom? Well, one way we can do it is found in Psalms 19, verse 7, where it says, "The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple." So when it's talking about the simple here, it's talking about the average, ordinary person. And it's telling us that the average, ordinary person can place his hands on God's wisdom by rehearsing the testimonies, by telling the stories about the miracles that God has done. So when we do this, we can actually become familiar with God's acts. And as we continue to rehearse God's testimonies, we'll eventually move into the realm of understanding God's ways. So once again, rehearsing testimonies will cause us to place our hands on God's wisdom. So the last thing I'd like to talk about is how that rehearsing testimonies can cause generational connections to happen. So Psalm 78 deals with this in detail. Psalm 78 is talking about the children of Israel who were in the wilderness. They were delivered out of the hands of Egypt miraculously by the power of God. So let's start toward the end of the psalm and work toward the front of the psalm, and we'll get a good perspective of what was happening here. Let's start in Psalm 78, verses 41 through 43. It says, "And yes, again and again they tempted God." This is that generation that was in the wilderness. "And they limited the Holy One of Israel. They did not remember his power, the day when he redeemed them from the enemy, when he worked his signs in Egypt and his wonders in the field of Zoan." So what was happening here is they were limiting what God could do in their lives because they would not rehearse and tell the stories of the miracles that he did when he delivered them out of the land of Egypt. This is also telling us that we can limit what God wants to do through us when we don't remember and don't rehearse the miracles that God has done in the past. So let's move up to Psalm 78, verse 19, where it says, "Yes, they spoke against God. They said, 'Can God prepare a table in the wilderness?'" So when you say something like, "Can God?" you're actually demonstrating doubt and unbelief. When you focus on what God hasn't done, it will lead you into this doubt and unbelief as well. However, when you turn it around and state that God can, you're now demonstrating faith. Let's move up to Psalm 78, verses 10 and 11. It says, "They did not keep the covenant of God. They refused to walk in his law and forgot his works and his wonders that he had shown them." When you're refusing to rehearse his testimonies or tell the stories of his miracles, it can open the door for you to eventually turn your back on God and not walk in his plan for your life. So let's move up to Psalm 78, verses 5 through 8, where it says, "For he established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers, that they should make them known to their children, that the children to come might know them, the children who would be born, that they may arise and declare them to their children, that they may set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments." So you see, it's telling us very plainly that when you rehearse the miracles of God to your children, it will plant monuments in their lives that they can draw on, that they can rehearse these miracles to their children and cause an ongoing thing to happen that generation after generation will not forget the works of God, and they will keep his commandments and walk in his purposes for their lives. But it gives us the flip side in verse 8 and talks about the generation that was in the wilderness, and it was telling them that if you would rehearse these testimonies to your children, that you would not be like their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation, a generation that did not set its heart aright and whose spirit was not faithful to God. So you see, by telling testimonies, this is how we can keep stubbornness and rebellion in a heart that won't embrace righteousness and unfaithfulness toward God from even taking root in the next generation. So an important thing to remember is that God's miracles often come in packages, and these special packages are called stories. And this is how we can release God's miraculous power into the next generation. So let's review real quickly some of the things that can happen when we rehearse testimonies. When we rehearse testimonies, they attract the presence of God. They can cause our faith to come alive. When we tell testimonies, they can help us break through walls of containment that can keep us from placing our hands on a miracle from God. Rehearsing testimonies can cause us to see things from God's point of view or an eternal perspective. Telling testimonies can cause us to enter into a realm of unlimited possibilities. Rehearsing testimonies can duplicate and bring the atmosphere and presence of God that surrounds the miracle that we're telling the story about and bring it into our present situation. Telling testimonies can overcome the devil and what he's trying to do. Revelation 12:11 says, "And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony." Telling testimonies can prophesy a previous miracle into our current situation. Revelation 19:10 says, "Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy." And rehearsing testimonies can make ordinary people like you and me excel in God's wisdom. And the last thing is, rehearsing testimonies can build a monument of God's greatness and goodness into our children. And then they will be able to pass the torch of God's realities into succeeding generations. And it's all done by telling the stories of the miracles of God. We're running out of time for this segment, but what a powerful tool God has given us. By simply telling the stories of the miracles God has done in the past, you can create an atmosphere for those same miracles to happen again in your current situation. You know, every night when we put our son to bed, he won't let us leave the room until we tell him a story about one of God's miracles. By doing this, we're building a monument of God's greatness and goodness into his life, and we're passing the torch of God's realities to the next generation. Also, remember that when you find yourself in a time of trouble, don't forget to tell the stories of past victories or past blessings in your life. They can either be your stories or someone else's stories, or they can be stories from the Bible. When you tell these stories, you're bringing into your current situation the same atmosphere and presence of God that was there during the original miracle that you're telling the story about. Well, this has been an amazing series, and all of these It's Possible segments are archived on our website where you can listen to them at any time. Take advantage of this and tell your friends about it. Go to dhmissions.com, just click the radio button, and go to archives, and you'll find all of our broadcasts there. Now listen, if God's been doing something in your life, your testimony can impact literally thousands of people all over the world. You can email us and we'll be glad to read your testimony on the air. And in this way, your testimony can be the key that unlocks miracles for many other people. Send your email to dan@dhmissions.com. Another thing you can do is to call into our comment line where you can talk to us live. The call-in number is 214-556-6239. Now don't go away, we'll be back live with our comment line right after this.
Thank you for listening to It's Possible. This broadcast is supported and brought to you by listeners just like you. If you would like to partner with us, please visit our website at dhmissions.com, where you can also find many helpful resources. Let us know how this program has encouraged you. Dan's email address is dan@dhmissions.com. See you next time, and remember, with God, it's possible.